with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, the woman accusing him of sexual assault when they were teenagers, testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday.
I am here today not because I want to be. I am terrified. I am here because I believe it is my civic duty to tell you what happened to me while Brett Kavanaugh and I were in high school.
We'll have the details coming up, but first, here are some other top stories. President Trump has delayed his meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein until next week. The two were originally set to meet on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the meeting was delayed because of Thursday's hearing with Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford. The president said in a press conference on Wednesday that he didn't want to fire Rosenstein, who is overseeing the special counsel's investigation into Russian interference. Conflicting reports circulated earlier this week over whether Rosenstein was leaving his post or whether he might be fired by the president. Aetna has announced it's selling its Medicare Part D prescription business to a subsidiary of WellCare Health Plans, a deal it says will be effective at the end of this year. It's a major step forward in CVS's acquisition of Aetna, a nearly $70 billion deal. Economists say the pace of economic growth cooled slightly in the third quarter and that a widening trade gap could be a factor. The nation's trade deficit grew to $75.8 billion in August, up from $72 billion in July. Economists say U.S. economic growth in the third quarter should still remain above sluggish gains throughout the economic expansion. Still to come, more details on the high-stakes hearing on Capitol Hill. In testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday, Christine Blasey Ford testified that while she did not remember all of the details, she was 100% certain that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. She testified about being pulled into a room at a house party by Kavanaugh and his friend, Mark Judge.
I was pushed onto the bed, and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me. I yelled, hoping that someone downstairs might hear me, and I tried to get away from him, but his weight was heavy. Brett groped me and tried to take off my clothes. He had a hard time because he was very inebriated and because I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath my clothing. I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling. This is what terrified me the most and has had the most lasting impact on my life. It was hard for me to breathe, and I thought that Brett was accidentally going to kill me.
Ford was questioned by lawmakers for hours, with all Republicans on the committee yielding their questions to Rachel Mitchell, a sex crimes prosecutor from Arizona.
Good morning, Dr. Ford.
Hi.
We haven't met. My name is Rachel Mitchell.
Nice to meet you.
I just wanted to tell you the first thing that struck me from your statement this morning was that you were terrified, and I just wanted to let you know I'm very sorry. That's not right.
Several Democrats, including Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, praised Ford for her courage in coming forward before asking questions.
What is the strongest memory you have? Strongest memory of the incident? Something that you cannot forget? Take whatever time you need.
Indelible in the hippocampus is the laughter. The uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun at my expense.
You've never forgotten that laughter. You've never forgotten them laughing at you.
They were laughing with each other.
And you were the object of the laughter?
I was, underneath one of them while the two laughed. Two friends having a really good time with one another.
Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao is covering the hearing from Capitol Hill, which he says has been riveted. He said Ford came across not as a polished professional, but as a sympathetic, normal witness who was at times emotional during her testimony.
She said with 100% certainty that it was Brett Kavanaugh who was her alleged assailant. Another moment was when she described the repercussions that this incident has had in her life, including installing two front doors in her home and the PTSD-like symptoms that she said she suffered from for the last three decades.
Kavanaugh, who is denying Ford's allegations, began his testimony late Thursday.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing wrongdoing at an event more than 36 years ago when we were both in high school. I denied the allegation immediately, categorically, and unequivocally. All four people allegedly at the event, including Dr. Ford's longtime friend, Ms. Kaiser, have said they recall no such event.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhaus says Kavanaugh displayed a range of emotions during the hearing, at times getting choked up during his opening statement.
Much more angrily delivered and certainly feistier than the performance we saw from him earlier this week in his Fox News interview, where a lot of people close to the White House felt like he came off a little bit flat and didn't seem properly outraged about the allegations against him.
Kavanaugh also criticized the Senate Judiciary Committee for not immediately holding a hearing as he had requested, calling the confirmation process a national disgrace.
In those 10 long days, as was predictable, and as I predicted, my family and my name have been totally and permanently destroyed by vicious and false additional accusations. The 10-day delay has been harmful to me and my family, to the Supreme Court, and to the country.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhaus says it was also notable that Kavanaugh brought politics into his testimony.
He's described it as a smear campaign and has criticized the entire process as disgusting and not based on facts. So it's certainly striking how angry he is about the process and how it was handled. But it's also for someone who is seeking to be nominated to the Supreme Court, where you're really not supposed to have any political leanings, to be criticizing the left days before a vote on that nomination is kind of a striking thing.
For live updates and complete coverage of Thursday's hearing, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at WSJ.com/newsletters. That's WSJ.com/newsletters.